Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, March 30th. The month is about to come to an end, a month I love, and we got football news. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of the NFL, the owners who we love to bang on. We love to rip the owners. Wealthy billionaires making terrible decisions. Folks, they fixed overtime. They fixed NFL overtime. I'm so excited. Finally, I guess it took Josh Allen and the Bills getting jobbed in the postseason. Yes, we will get to the Chiefs and the Bengals in a minute, obviously. But Josh Allen gets shafted, does not get the ball in the playoffs. One of the best postseason games, I think, ever. Comes to a kind of a flat finish. And all of a sudden, the owners are like, all right, well, we got to do something. So a vote was unanimously passed yesterday. NFL overtime, only in the playoffs. Both teams will get the football. I love this. Now, in the regular season, it will remain first team to get possession. If they score a touchdown, it's over, game over. You know, that's the case. And in the playoffs, both teams will get a chance. This is what I loved. I think this is going to, some game theory will come into play, right? So if you get the ball first and score a touchdown, the other team then gets a chance to score a touchdown. If they score a touchdown, kick the extra point, both have scored, then the old rules go into effect. Next score wins, right? I think if I am coaching in the NFL, we're tied in a playoff game and we're going to overtime and I win the coin toss, I want the other team to get the ball first. I don't want the ball first in overtime because guess what? They score, they get the extra point. You know what? I think I'm going to go score and then I'll go for two and win the damn game, right? Because the other team's going to get the ball next. So I think you want the ball second. And guess what? If you hold them from scoring on the first possession, all you need is a field goal and it's game over. So I don't think you want the ball first in overtime anymore. I know that's going to sound absolutely insane because it's like, forever in the NFL, you want the ball first in overtime. All about the win. I think it changes now, Rob. I personally love this rule. Watching Josh Allen after that incredible final, what was it, like 6 minutes? Bills-Chiefs, one of the great games ever in the playoffs. Like, just an unbelievable game. And then all of a sudden, oh, Chiefs win the coin toss, they go down and score, it's over. It just kind of, it was disappointing, I'm not going to lie. But I know the counter is going to be, well, what about Chiefs-Bengals? The following week, game goes overtime, Chiefs throw the pick, kind of a weird pick. Mahomes went deep, it bounced off a guy, picked off, and then the Bengals came down and won the game. I get it, it's fine. But the number, Rob, that changed the owner's minds, in 12 playoff games, small sample size, but it's 12, the winner of the coin toss in overtime was 10-2. And that's just a number that owners couldn't get past. I'm with them, Rob. I like this move. I think it adds excitement. It's not quite the college football overtime rule, which I absolutely love. You guys know that's one of my favorite postseason overtimes. But let me guess, Rob, you're not a fan of this.
Not at all. And similar to your rationale behind wanting to go second in the new overtime rules, I'm glad I'm going second here on this podcast so I can destroy your argument that you just made. First of all, it was not unanimous. It was 29-3.
Oh, how's that not unanimous?
Well, it's...
Come on!
That's not the definition of unanimous.
So, okay, fine. What is 29-3?
29-3. Well, this is the
overwhelming
key point.
Overwhelming. I'll change
it. Yes, it was an overwhelming majority. Three teams did not vote for it. Dolphins, Vikings, and the aforementioned Bengals.
Yeah.
Because the Cleveland Bengals... Forget that's true.
You can't counter that one.
Don't get me sidetracked. But the reason why I thought it was key that the Bengals were the team that voted against it's exactly why you mentioned it. At what point is the NFL gonna stop going so hard, so slanted, so aggressive towards the offense? Football is a three-phase sport: offense, defense, special teams. However, every single rule change that they've made in the last decade has been egregiously slanted towards the offense. Oh. It's why you have guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick and, you know, Nick Foles and Jared Goff, these average to mediocre quarterbacks putting up Hall of Fame level numbers as passers. Okay. At what point does the NFL realize that when people started to get into football, when it overtook baseball and the NBA as America's favorite sport, it wasn't because the quarterbacks were throwing for 5,000 yards. It was not because the receivers were catching 20-plus touchdowns. It was because guys went over the middle and got crushed. It's because a guy would come rushing off the edge of a pass rush, and there was a small... insignificant, but there's still a likelihood that the quarterback might get his leg broken half when he got hit.
Geez.
That was when football became America's favorite sport. And I'm concerned that the more rule changes that they make that slant towards the offense and make it so that it's passer friendly and quarterback friendly, they're going to lose the fundamentals of football that people love so much.
Oh boy. So you want to see the franchise quarterbacks... The guy's making 40 mil a year. You want to see those guys going down with injuries. No, Rob, come on. You got to protect the quarterbacks. I will counter. I know you love the NBA. It's near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
The NBA watched some of the ugliest finals series ever post Kobe Shaq. It was the Spurs and Nets. The Pistons were in there. It was like fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, 87-85, or even worse, like 79-76, and there's 2 minutes left. It's like watching paint dry. We know this. Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. You know what else offense sells? Fantasy football, gambling, butts in the seats, eyeballs on screens. Like, the NFL works now better. It's super popular because of offenses. People want to see Patrick Mahomes go postal. People want to see Josh Allen match him score for score. It's funny, Rob. I don't hear any of the greatest playoff games ever mentioned that are like 10-7. You know, it's just like that doesn't exist. Those are not memorable games. You need offense. Now, I'm not saying you have to bend over backwards and cater to the offense, you know, but it really helps to have scoring. And guess what? Why would anybody complain about more football? Seriously, more football. It's like, remember, like, you know, the Super Bowl ends and we're like, oh, man, what am I going to do for the next, like, I don't know, 30 straight Sundays? No football. So my life will open up. I'll get to do some fun stuff. Got it. Okay, exciting. But the reality is once preseason comes back, it's like, oh my goodness, preseason football. Holy cow, it's a Hall of Fame game. I'm excited. Like, football's bad. People are so desperate for it. And then they want to see offense. Rob, I don't know. I can't believe. So what are you saying? That we should just let coin tosses continue to determine playoff games?
Well, that's a fallacy in itself.
Oh, I know that
you,
like,
you pointed out the 10 of 12, you know, and that's the one everyone's pointing to. Yep. Here's some more numbers for you. Since the current requirement for an opening possession touchdown was instituted in 2012, teams winning the coin toss have won a whopping 50% of the time.
Well, that's regular season, though, right?
In the regular season. That number ticked up to 54% once they shortened the overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, look, man, like, they made a change. They overreacted. They panicked because that, what you mentioned, Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen was such a shootout. It was something that everybody was excited about, all the passing. The only people who weren't excited about it were people like me who like to see a little bit of defense. Like, I'm not saying that I want the 10-7 that you're talking about. I don't want to see a Ray Lewis Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champion where the offense gets 200 yards and they win games handily because the defense is so good. I don't want that. But what I would like to see some balance. And you brought up basketball. You brought up, you know, the advent of the hand check rule. And by the way, to your point, the Pistons scored 88 games in an NBA final game and beat the Lakers by 20 in 2004.
Oh, 88-68 was an actual
yes,
final?
Yes, it was terrible. But, you know, going back to, what was this, 2016 Cavs-Warriors, the one everyone was excited about, the 3-1, LeBron comes back. It's one of the greatest, supposedly, finals in NBA history, even though people forget most of those games were blowouts one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know what the final score was in Game 7 that had everybody on pins and needles and remember the block and the shot by Kyrie? It was 93-89.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me that that game was not great?
That was.
Are you going to tell me that you were not entertained
by that game?
Numbers,
if you look at the shooting numbers, it was a bad game. It was, I think, a lot of guys tired, right? Remember, Warriors were up 3-1. They were supposed to close it out. The burden of a 73-win season on the line, they were gassed. That was a team that was exhausted. You could see it in the fourth quarter. They had no legs. Other games in that series were super fun when the Warriors were rolling. But I don't know. I think when the NFL has such a big game where Chiefs-Bills is, what I don't know, what was the TV audience? 30 million for that?
Something
like
that,
and the ending was so like, oh, really? A freaking coin toss? You know, I think a lot of people, they don't want the casual fan thinking that's how NFL games end. And, you know, we got to change this. We got to make it more equitable.
Well, they also shouldn't want the casual fan to think that every football game is 42-38. That's not reality. Like, at some point, you need a defender, like we saw in the Super Bowl, Aaron Donald, like we saw in the NFC Championship games as well, where he steps up and he makes a play. Where, you know, every once in a while, it's a game-saving tackle. It's a Malcolm Butler at the goal line. It's something where the defensive guys, where every single rule is working against them.
Yeah.
Every single official, it feels like, is working against them. And they're able to be the ones to come up and make a big play.
That's
like,
fair.
I understand the fantasy aspect and the gambling aspect. Those are probably the two biggest reasons why this might be pushed forward. Because, you know, fantasy football is huge. It's bigger than even
Massive.
Some regular sports that we have out here. But at the same time, you don't want to go so far in either direction, whether it's all offense or all defense, that you lose what is the soul of the sport. That's what.
What's, wait, what is the soul of the sport?
It is big plays, whether it's a big touchdown pass or a big hit over the middle, a big interception, a big sack, a big run. There's got to be some kind of balance where not every single highlight is Patrick Mahomes 35 yards down the field.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers 25 yards down the field.
It's tough because they are trying to remove the kickoff given the CTE stuff. They've taken out the hit big hits over the middle. They don't want somebody getting paralyzed on the field or dying from some brutal hit. Like, remember, I'll never forget the jacked up segment on, was it ESPN Sunday night or Monday night?
I believe it was Sunday night, yes.
Sunday. They would do like their highlight package. This was before, you know, Red Zone and everything. And their highlight package, they had a segment called Jacked Up, like the biggest hits. And I love that segment. Who doesn't love a good big hit? And then, you know, you start getting these old players are like, I can't move my arms and legs. I've got CT. And it's just, it's kind of a bad look. And they started to kind of clean up these huge hits. I mean, Rob, depending on how many, who you talk to and how many times you talk to them, people, there's people that don't think that the NFL kickoff will be happening in like 2030. They think
that
the kickoff will be taken out of the game. We'll just start the ball. Because that is the most violent play in football, where you've got guys, you know, 230 pounds sprinting at full speed, making collisions. You know, that's it. I get it. The pulverizing hits are awesome. But, man, the guys who are taking them, oof. I'm not taking the pulverizing hits, so I can like them. but I don't. Did you ever run special teams when you were playing high school football?
Yeah, on you know, kickoff and kick return. And I can tell you that, yes, having a 30-yard full sprint head start will definitely lead to bigger collisions, and I can understand why, in the name of safety, that rule that might be taken out. But it's not the same as, you know, in the field of play, a guy runs a 10-yard crossing route and now the safety can't hit him anymore.
Yeah.
Like, even Tom Brady, who I hate, and this, like, I'm very upfront about it. I don't like Tom Brady. I'm a Raider fan. I'm not allowed to like Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but even he admits, yeah, the way the game is played now, you don't even penalize quarterbacks for throwing poor passes. Back in the day, if you threw what they call a hospital ball, where you've lofted it up over the middle and you got your guy killed, that was the quarterback's fault for leading his receiver into danger like that. Nowadays, guys can throw, Baker Mayfield can throw that pass 9 times in a row, and he doesn't have to worry about his guys getting hurt. He doesn't worry about getting picked off. That's about it. And it's like, you're not equally penalizing both sides here. And that's the problem, is that this rule, I understand why they're doing it. It makes sense, even if I don't agree with it. The problem, though, is if you keep putting every single rule slanting in the favor of the offense, it stops being football and it starts becoming flag football.
Hmm. That's harsh. Again, I don't know if my Jets got there, you know, got back to the playoffs, had been there in a decade, longest drought in the freaking league. If they got there and didn't win a coin toss in overtime, like, I would be beside myself. I would be irate. And again, I've phased out of being a fan because, you know, the job, the podcast, everything. But I would feel that deep in my gut if I can't imagine what Buffalo Bills fans felt like after losing the coin toss. You know, it's Mahomes, it's Kelsey, it's Tyreek. Like, it had to be deflating. And I know you need your defense to show up, but, you know, they were already down their top cornerback. He had the leg injury earlier in the season. He wasn't there. Like, they had no chance to stop the Chiefs. None. I don't know. I like equity in football. I personally love the college football overtime rule even more than this NFL one. I just, like, give me more football. Give me exciting, sudden death-y football. Like, I like penalty kicks in soccer. I know a lot of people don't think that's, like, a good way to end it because, you know, you run around for an hour and then it's settled down to kicks. Like, ultimately, the end is tough, whether you're writing a screenplay or figuring out how the hell to end sports games. Rob, the NBA All-Star Game pivoted from the regular score to, what's it, Elam ending? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's like one of the coolest things in the NBA, right? Is it not?
Yeah, for an exhibition game, absolutely.
Oh, you had to toss in exhibition.
Yes.
I don't know that you would ever have that in a playoff game, but I'll say this, and I'm not a huge, like, I don't even understand the math behind an Elam ending. I haven't dug into it or anything. But if you watch the All-Star games, they got super exciting at the end the last couple years. They actually mattered, or they felt that way, as opposed to just, you know, the off the backboard lobs and all this nonsense. But I think the NFL got it right here, ultimately. Also in NFL news, not as significant, but John Harbaugh, 3-year extension. You know, what's going on is the owners' meetings are happening. So, you know, you get some news trickling out. John Harbaugh, 3-year extension. And then you've got the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, Rub and Tug Kraft, coming out. I'm really not that happy we haven't won a playoff game in 3 years. Like, he makes a statement like that. And, like, what is that, a dig at Belichick? Or is that, like, he's just unhappy? What, you used to winning for 2 decades? And now you got to the playoffs with Mac Jones, and you didn't win. Like, you're upset? Like, you were heavy underdogs. You had no chance. Like, really, Robert Kraft? Can you get some perspective? I don't know, Rob. I'm kind of out on some of these owners, especially the Jets owner.
Yeah, well, when I read that headline, the Robert Kraft headline, to me, it felt like it was a backhanded shot at Belichick.
At Belichick, ooh.
Yeah, just because he's like, hey, you know, we're used to not only making the playoffs and advancing in the playoffs, we're used to going to the Super Bowl every year. And the only thing that seems to have changed during this time is I let go of my quarterback because you guys couldn't get along and caused a lot of issues. So maybe if I would have kept him instead of you, I wouldn't be getting bounced out in the wild card round every year.
Maybe I should have kept Brady and dumped Belichick. Yeah, this is a big year for Belichick. Big year for a lot of guys. All right, that's enough NFL. Let's move on to the NBA.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Actually, you know what? Before I get to the NFL, I just wanted one other quick topic. I'll be brief. Because this is, I don't know how I skipped over this. So, you know, the owners meeting we talked about yesterday is happening currently in Florida. And all the NFL owners are getting caught by media and they're talking, they're piping up. Jim Irsay, we already know he's kind of the bat bleep owner of the Colts. This is what he said about Carson Wentz. In having conversations with trusted veterans on the team, when you speak to them in confidence, oftentimes they share really what's happening. What I found was very concerning. You search for the right chemistry with any team in football. It's as important as any sport that there is. If that chemistry is off, if it isn't there, it can be extremely detrimental and lower performance to a degree that is stunning and shocking. Wow. Wow. That is unbelievable. I mean, listen, we know Irsay's a little crazy, and we know Wentz was not excellent. Reich could not save him. He was okay, but that team was carried by the O-line and the running back. But for him to say that about Wentz, like, how often do you hear an owner blast a quarterback like that? Now, I wonder how much of it has to do with the whole unvaccination stuff. And we know Wentz is very sensitive to criticism, and the media came after him for the non-vaccination. And again, I'm not being like a pro-vax, anti-vax. I'm not getting down that road. But that definitely drove a wedge early in Indy because, frankly, like, what else could be happening with trusted veterans that they didn't like what Wentz was doing? Was he one of these last one in, first one out kind of guys? Because I did hear, I'm doing the NBA mock draft for Fox Sports, and I did hear that recently about a player. I was like, huh. And again, you never know who's trying to sabotage rival clients, players, who's trying to scare you off a player so you don't pump him up and they can steal him. I'll never forget the one guy in the NBA we talked about a couple years ago on the podcast with Fran Fraschilla, I'm almost certain, was Desmond Bain of TCU. And I'm like, man, I keep hearing good things. And Fraschilla's like, listen, this is one of the best kept secrets in the Big 12. This guy can shoot the lights out. He's got the body of an NBA player. He's not some frail college kid. And 2 years later, Desmond Bane in Memphis is talking trash to LeBron. He is, I mean, I don't know if he's sixth man of the year. I don't know if he started too many games, but Desmond Bane is an awesome player. And you can find these guys when you talk to the right people ahead of the draft. Now, I would love to hear details on Carson Wentz. I know we've got some interesting listeners out there. I definitely get from some insiders, shall we say, who listen to the pod, and I would love to know what happened in Indy with Carson Wentz, because for the owner to just put it out there, that's like chum in the water. Hey, media, go dig it up. What can you find on Carson Wentz? And then Washington, do they have damaged goods? Do they have to go get Baker Mayfield? Like, I said this about Carson Wentz. This is his last chance. He ain't getting another chance. When you go to a coach who saved, who made you who you were really in Philly, in Reich, and you go then from Philly to Indy, and you've burned two franchises. Philly, they couldn't get rid of him quick enough. It was ugly at the end. After 1 year, the Colts are like, we're done. And this is his last shot in Washington. Ron Rivera knows, like, geez, if this flops, I'm not going to be a head coach much longer. So I just thought that that was an interesting football subplot before we get to the disaster that is the NBA.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I don't really know where to start, guys. We saw this was coming. I told you it was going to happen. On yesterday's podcast, the Lakers sit LeBron. They do not have Anthony Davis back yet. They essentially mail it in, and they get destroyed. Dallas at one point was up 30. Russell Westbrook a minus 25. Austin Reeves struggled. Malik Monk had a nice game. But bottom line is the Mavs with the best player in the league. Yes, best player in the league, Luka Doncic. Trip dub 34, 12, and 12. Lakers fall one half game behind the San Antonio Spurs. It's disappointing, guys, but you knew this was coming. Now, the good news is the Spurs next game is tough, but after that, it's incredibly soft. They play Memphis tonight. Hopefully, Memphis has all their guys. And, you know, the Lakers will back be tied with the Spurs. LeBron will return for the Lakers' Thursday game, which is, let's see who they're playing on Thursday, with a chance to take the one-half game lead over. Oh, come on. I hate when these websites don't really show the full schedule. Lakers, after the loss to the Mavs, their next game is, at Utah. That will be, oh my goodness. So they were at Minnesota, at Toronto, at Washington, at Cleveland, home to Philly, at New Orleans, at Dallas, now at Utah. So this will be their 7th road game in 8 games. Ending a long road trip, essentially. And I don't really know what, I mean, listen, Lakers lost. Anyways, let's move on. It's depressing. LeBron not in the playoffs kind of sucks, guys. Let's be real. I don't care if you hate him or whatever, but LeBron is interesting. And you know, if it's interesting, we're talking about it on the podcast. I hate to break it to you, but it's going to take a lot for the Memphis Grizzlies or the Chicago Bulls to lead the podcast and make it a solid 20, 30 minutes with them being the headline story. It's just unlikely. In the game of the night, last night, the 76ers choke away a 10-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, lose to the Bucks. James Harden, in playoff form, had 3 points in the fourth quarter. 3. Sixers lose. Consternation in Philadelphia. Tyrese Maxey, a vanishing act, still trying to find his role. Tobias Harris played extremely well. But the Matisse Thybulle experience is just not working, guys. I know he's a really good defender. It's tough for me and Doc Rivers to justify having a guy on the court for 21 minutes. He takes one shot. One shot. Gets one rebound. No assists. Like, what exactly is he doing? What do you do? If you're on an NBA court for 21 minutes, you take one shot, you get one rebound, and have zero assists. Like, what are you? You've got to. Are you just hiding in the corner? I know you're playing with two guys who demand the ball in Harden and Embiid, but I mean, that's just stunning that like Shake Milton comes in off the bench and is instantly jacking shots. And Danny Green, we know, is going to be putting up shots. I don't know what this Thibault situation is. I don't know who their fourth starter is. Their half-court offense kind of worries me. It's basically like, oh, can Embiid and Harden get to the foul line? And by the way, Embiid, nice game, 29, 14, and 7. Had his game-winning or game-tying attempt blocked, pinned off the glass by Giannis, the Greek freak. Oh, by the way, Milwaukee, defending champs. Giannis had 40, 14, and 6. And it's inching closer and closer. By the way, Lakers fans will love this. The starting guard with Drew Holiday for the Bucks last night, Wesley Matthews, who, by the way, was at my gym earlier in this playoff postseason. I'm sorry, not in the in the regular season. Wesley Matthews at my gym. I don't know if you guys remember. We lost power. They were doing some work on whatever, and I gotta go work. So I go to the gym and, you know, you're getting a drink and they have like this big area with the Wi-Fi. It's like a cafeteria type setting. And I look up, I'm like, this guy's like 6'4". Jeez. Oh my gosh, it's Wes Matthews. You know, he's getting up shots, staying in shape. Here he is 5 months later, Wes Matthews starting for the Bucks in a big regular season game. Not bad job if you can get it. Listen, trusted veterans, they matter. That's a nice job by Wes Matthews. And elsewhere in the league, nice return of Paul George. We should applaud him for that. No, I'm not going to talk about KD giving Detroit a billion points. It's Detroit, guys. Settle down. But nice return for Paul George. Got the start. I mean, led them all, obviously, in just about every category. Paul George was tremendous in his first game back. Now the question becomes, like, okay, Paul George is back. Is Kawhi going to come back? And I ask that because, folks, if Kawhi comes back, all of a sudden you've got a dangerous play-in team in the Clips. The Minnesota Timberwolves would play the Clippers in the first play-in game. And the winner of that's it has a 7. The loser would play the winner of Pelicans Spurs for the 8th seed. So I think the Clippers probably get the 7. If Paul George is back, I know that. Oh, I'm sorry. They're not going to get the 7. Look at that. The Timberwolves have a 6.5 game lead. Wow. I mean, I guess technically they could go on the road, the Paperclips, and win that game in Minnesota and then get the 7, and they would face Memphis in the first round. Oof, Memphis would not like to have a great season. And then, oh, yeah, hey, here's Paul George and Kawhi. Here's your consolation prize for finishing 2nd in the West. And that would then make Minnesota-Phoenix kind of an interesting first-round matchup. Chris Paul versus Patrick Beverley, you know that's going to get feisty. Jay Crowder, I mean, Patrick Beverley don't like anybody. He is having a great defensive season, but you know he's going to be mixing it up with any and everyone. Devin Booker, if you're Phoenix, you just got to watch your back and hope Pat Bev doesn't hurt you. Karl Anthony Towns could be a bit of a problem for that team, you know, pull 8 and away from the hoop. I don't know. Timberwolves are interesting, but the team I'm not talking about is the Lakers because they're now 11th in the West. And a new rule on this podcast, I will not discuss the Lakers if they are out of the top 10. If they're tied, I can talk about them. When they're no longer tied, sayonara. Now, they dropped to 11 because of the tiebreaker to the Spurs, but the season doesn't end tonight, so they're tied, so I can talk about them. If the Spurs win tomorrow, I cannot talk about the Lakers until they tie for that 8th seed, or for the 10th seed again. I know it's a little convoluted, but it's a new rule I'm instituting here for the final 6 games of the regular season. Something like that, 6 or 7. That's where we are. At any rate, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro,
probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.